97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Dr. Lane Anderson, owner of the Anderson Center for Marriage and Family Therapy. Dr. A, thank you for joining me today.
It's good to be here. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Dr. A, you're known as the Dr. Phil between Greensboro and Raleigh. What do you see as your role in helping people on their life's journey?
Well, essentially, everyone's on the same journey. They're just taking different paths. And so whether it's professional, personal, or just self-centering, my work is enjoyable because when you see people getting better on their life's path, on the same journey we're all on, it's just extremely good to see that. And I do that in a home setting, which is very unique in my field. So that's what I do with individuals, couples, and families.
What made you get started on this journey for yourself?
Well, it started way back in my education career and working with families and children. And, of course, that means couples, people who are in a parent role. And I love the fact that, because I've always felt like schools should be run like homes with everybody being a teacher and a parent and loving the children. And so that feedback and seeing kids get better because their parents get better and their families get better intrigued me. So about 23 years ago, I got my board certification by both the American Psychological Association and the National Association of Marriage and Family Therapy. And those are just credentials. I enjoyed using that part-time when I was still in education. Of course, in the last 10 years, it's been full-time.
Got it.
It's been very enjoyable helping others.
What is a session like with Dr. A?
First of all, it's very informal. The home setting is ideal for people who either have a stigma or hesitation in going to a mental health clinic or a psychological association, managed health care, and all that. So by coming into we have a little Cape Cod Colonial home about 1 minute from Tanger Outlets, which is exit 154. Everyone knows that, so it's easy to find. But I'm usually in jeans and a sweatshirt or golf shirt, and so people can come relaxed unless they're coming right from work. So the informality relaxes people enough to tell their truth, and that's the other thing. I'm a reality therapist. We have to trust each other absolutely. To tell the truth and no longer be in denial and get to reality and so we can improve together.
Who are your ideal clients, Dr. A?
They're people who are looking for some improvement in themselves and so that they can be more effective in their relationships with others. Because relationships, the quality of those, is what makes a difference in our lives. I have a lot of people who are wealthy, millionaires and up. I have people like us, just kind of middle class. And so the joy is that people begin to realize their net worth is not a measure of their self-worth. And that's the way what the media projects and the TV and the commercials. So they're trying to get in touch with something more important, which is the relationships with their significant other, their children, their relatives, because at the end of life, that's all you take with you to the next life.
Thank you. How many sessions, average, would you say a couple needs before they're finally over the hump with their problems?
Well, my approach is, and I do offer psychoanalysis, but that takes a long time and a lot of money. But most people want to come in and they want to see self-improvement within themselves and their relationships in 5 sessions or less. Sometimes it's just 2. Being a reality therapist, the psychological journals, for example, recommend 12 sessions for a couple. Well, I'm generally able to do that in 5 or less. It saves money. It gets them off center to get back to the couple they want to be. Same thing with children trying to run families. Having been an educator from pre-K to senior high and coached 3 sports and run 3 schools, there's not a child I haven't met anywhere from 3 years old to 18. So I become like a good uncle in the family. And sometimes the kids will do better for me than their own parents because I don't live with them. But they're accountable to me.
They're accountable.
So this is a big need nowadays because parents need help in a complex society in the digital age to work with kids. So just by being myself and being informal, it relaxes people. And many of them say, if I'd have known this was available in this kind of setting, I would have come years ago. One little note, over 80% of my individual clients are women professionals. They're not there to get corporate advice. They can already run companies or businesses, but usually their problem is with a man. Mm-hmm. And I'm not male bashing because I am one, but it's usually a boyfriend or a husband or someone like that that's driving them crazy. So I help them with why men think and do the way they do. And also I can get boyfriends and husbands to come in because they're very resistant.
Right.
They don't believe that they're the problem. They think you're the problem. So, but they'll come see a guy. And I know that's gender bias, but a lot of men, not all, think that I'll go to see a man, but no woman's going to tell me what to do.
Oh, wow.
So it's a really good situation because you can't do couples therapy without two people there.
I can imagine.
So it's a wonderful, and I'm not gender biased either. The women say, you understand us better than we do. Well, see? I worked with over 55 women a day for 33 years in education.
Wow.
And that's a professional thing, but they tell you things because of the pressure of the job. And also the thing that women are trying to do is have it all.
Yes.
By being super professional and super wife and super mom. And I tell them, you can have it all at the same time. You can have it all, but just not at the same time, and try to get them off that fast track of burning out by the time they're 45. So that's a big market for me because of my past experience.
That's a lot. My gosh. Why don't you give us your contact information, Dr. Ray? I'm sure some people out there are saying, I have to talk to this gentleman.
Well, the website, since so many people go there, is www.andersonfamilytherapy.com. Mm-hmm. The phone number is 919-563-5050. 50-50. It's easy to remember.
Okay.
And located in Mebane at exit 154 near the Tanger Outlets. Everyone knows where that is.
Right, right. How long have you been in business? What year did you start?
I started in 92, so I'm just going over 22 years this June. But my biggest credential, other than the doctorate and all of those credentials, is having lived a long time. I've been in every decade up to the 70th year. Yes. And so having that perspective, I can tell you where a couple is in 10 minutes.
People. Well, let's take a break. When we come back, let's hear some more about your fees. And I'm curious to know, when we come back, when should a couple know, by golly, we have a problem and they should contact Dr. Ray? So let's pick that up in our next segment, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Dr. Lane Anderson. We call him Dr. A. He's the owner of the Anderson Center for Marriage and Family Therapy. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We're back. My guest today is Dr. Lane Anderson, who is the owner of the Anderson Center for Marriage and Family Therapy. Dr. A, I understand that you also offer, since we last talked about fees, but you also offer some free consultation. Tell us about that and how it works.
Okay. One of the things that most people wouldn't know is I'm a member of the Chapel Hill Leads Group, which is a professional business networking organization, and we meet each Wednesday, of course, in Chapel Hill. And that's a wonderful resource for helping others. And so my gift back to the Chapel Hill Leads Group is that if any member refers themselves as a couple or a family need, the first session is no charge. Mm-hmm. Or if they have a friend or a family or an individual who needs this service, that referral is also no charge. And it's a way of giving back to Chapel Hill Leads for all the wonderful things they've done for me.
Much appreciated, you can bet. Dr. A, what is the advantage of being in private practice?
The great thing about private practice is that you're not told what to do by a managed healthcare organization of business people who want it run efficiently. And there's all sorts of restrictions on how many sessions you can have, how long each session needs to be. So people who want a more informal, relaxed way of doing it, there's no pressure. I can have as long a session as we need with no extra charge for the normal 1 hour. I don't have a waiting room, don't want one, because I take people so there's no bleed over and one person coming in. So it's very discreet. That's the key. And you, whatever situation you have psychologically or relationship-wise, will never be coded medically and put on a database with some insurance company, because people do not want that in their personal lives. They don't mind it if there's a medical condition. So that's the beauty of it. There is, you know, it's absolutely private and discreet, and I don't have the same ethics as a physician or an attorney.
Beautiful. And you mentioned that since you do couples therapy, how do you handle gay couples? Anything different about that?
Well, occasionally a gay couple will call me, and of course I will help them with anything they need outside of the sexual relationship, because obviously I don't have expertise in that, but I do have a colleague that if that is the situation, then I will refer that couple or that individual to this colleague who is, in fact, gay, for those kinds of things. But I can certainly work with them on a business type thing or a personality or whatever other than that particular area. Mm-hmm. And that would be their choice, of course.
And Dr. A, what tip would you give to people to let them know it's time to go see Dr. A because of their relationship? Do they wait? What's the trigger that you would suggest that people should contact you for help?
Well, if we're talking about couples, say, and a third of my couples are not legally married, but they have the same problems as legally married couples. The biggest breakdown in most couples is in communications, misunderstandings, assumptions, and then getting into things that have no resolution. You just keep going over and over things. So I tell people I really specialize in couples who love each other, just don't like each other. and that may, you know, sound simplistic, but once they come in, my job is to be the third party who's not married to them or not in the relationship or their relatives or friend, and I can see outside the trees of the forest that they're in, and that's what they're counting on, a third party to help them unstick that part of their relationship and get back to romance and intimacy and all the reasons we married each other or living with someone.
And you've been married how many beautiful years to your beautiful
47,
wife?
47. 47. So anyway, it's that's good but at the same time, I've seen 50-year marriages come in. And just because you've been married a long time doesn't mean you're in love. I had a couple that were both 86.
Whoa.
And there was dominance in this case by the man.
Yes.
And I knew they loved each other, but just didn't like each other. And so after three sessions, they got back to romance and all the things they felt in the 1930s.
Oh, my gosh.
So at first, I didn't know what I could do with someone who'd been married almost 62 years.
Isn't that just
an example of how people need a third-party professional. And my credentials don't mean anything if the trust isn't there.
Yes.
And having lived a long time, I'm not quite 70, but I've seen all the decades, and I'm able to help people very young in life and also later years. There's a big need for that for people who are retired. But length of marriage has nothing to do with how much I had to tell the man straight up. I said, yes, you've been married 62 years, and you've been in love 5.
Now,
we need to get started.
He needed
that jolt.
Yes.
Because they were just going through the motions of coexisting like roommates and paying bills, and that was it. That's not what you sign up for when you take the vow.
So it must have been the wife's idea to come see
you. Oh, she just beamed up and just had a big smile on her face, because it took a man to tell him what women need.
Yes.
You can buy a woman anything she wants, but if you're not fulfilling her needs, the relationship will not last.
Right.
I hate to say that to guys, but it's the truth, and I get away with saying it.
Good.
If she says it, he thinks she's nagging and being, you know, frustrated and all that. But I can say it, and he gets it.
You mentioned this couple had been married for so many years. How did they find you? How do you market your business, Dr. A?
Well, in our business, word of mouth is the best resource because it's a trust factor. I'm not selling a product like widgets or something where you go with the best price or the best buy. So it's referrals by people that you trust, and that way you come in because of their referral. I've also been writing a monthly Ask Dr. A column for Alamance Magazine for 7 years about marriage, family, raising kids, and faith. And so a lot of people read the article and say, we need to come in. You just described our family or our marriage, or we want to bring our son or daughter in. So that's another avenue. Plus, Chapel Hill Leeds is a great referral for all of us.
Right. Especially with that free consultation from Chapel Hill members or
exactly.
the referrals from Chapel Hill.
Exactly. Anyone listening to this, if you live anywhere in Chapel Hill and you want to come, it's on Wednesday mornings. And it's a wonderful place to be. So go on our website, chapelhillleads.com, and read all about us.
Perfect. Why don't you give us your contact information again, Dr. A?
Okay, for those of you who might have missed it, it's www, for the website, AndersonFamilyTherapy.com. And the phone number is 919-563-5050. Easy to remember. And it's a confidential line that I have the code to. So if you need to leave a confidential message, I'm the only one that will hear it.
Beautiful. I love the confidentiality, which is the way it's supposed to be. Everybody
yes.
can feel safe with you, Dr.
Exactly.
A.
That's the key to safety and trust.
Right. Let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to ask you about what challenges or struggles you have in your business. So let's save that for the last section.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Dr. Lane Anderson, owner of the Anderson Center for Marriage and Family Therapy. Please don't go away. We're going to be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Dr. Lane Anderson, owner of Anderson Center, of the Anderson Center for Marriage and Family Therapy. Dr. A, in our last segment, you gave us a wonderful example of how couples are using your services to really get their marriage back on gear. But tell us what challenges you have in your business, sir.
Well, I think the primary challenge is that I can diagnose, just like a clinical psychologist or a psychiatrist, for mental disorders, depressed moods, clinical depression, things of that nature. So I have to be able to judge whether that person needs to be outsourced to a professional who can prescribe drugs. I'm not licensed to do that. If I'm correct and they get the appropriate antidepressants, say, from their physician or psychiatrist, then within about 10 days after that takes effect, I can work with them and sometimes do co-therapy with the other professional who is relying on me to read the criteria and the signs so we can work together to help this person come out of that particular situation.
Makes sense. Thank you. Yeah. I understand you have a book out. Why don't you tell us about your book?
Well, the book came out just a couple of years ago, and we have sold out 3 times already from New York to Florida. It's not because I'm brilliant. It's really because the book is less than an hour read, and the longest chapter is 5 pages, and it's all about marriages and families and raising kids for the 21st century, and it encompasses all of those three coming together. So people are buying it because it's a very brief read. They can read any chapter at random. It doesn't read like a novel, and it's very inspirational. It's got a lot of humor in there and faith. And you need both of those to get through life on your particular path, on your journey. So that's why it's selling so much. And we'll probably sell out of the 4th edition before the year is out.
Brilliant.
So it's a way of reaching out to folks that I'll never meet. And we've gotten 105 testimonials already from educators, politicians, of course, parents. And it was a joy to write. And it's based on over 40 years of doing this.
Dr. A, you mentioned couples therapy, but just now when you mentioned in your book, you also talk about parent-child relationships. Do you ever have parents and children come to your office for help?
Yes. What I usually do if there's problems in the family regarding a child, I meet with the couple first to see if they're together on their approach to discipline, which is an act of goodness and caring. It's not punitive. Discipline is always based on love. So I need to make sure the leadership is together. Then we have a strategy that works depending on the age appropriateness of the child or children. Most of my families now are blended families. They're not intact traditional families. So I'm very experienced in working with that.
And on that note, we will end our program today. That's a beautiful thing for our audience to hear how you can help. Dr. A, thank you so much for taking time to come speak with us today.
Well, it was a pleasure, and thank you for this opportunity to reach out to folks who are listening, and possibly I can help them if they go to the website or contact me by phone.
Beautiful. Thank you, Dr. A.
Thank you.
Thank you. You've been listening to Today's Business. My guest today has been Dr. Lane Anderson, owner of the Anderson Center for Marriage and Family Therapy, also known as Dr. A. Thank you so much for listening. That's our show for today.